Glory be to the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. We exalt you. We bless you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you, righteous Father. We worship you. We bow before you. You are good. You are kind. You are more than what people say. We bow before you, Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we say again, thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy. You are holy. You are righteous. Thank you for your love, for mercy, for grace. Oh Lord, we thank you. It is not of him that wills. It is not of him that knows how to run. But it is by your grace. It is by your mercy. Thank you, Lord. We honor you. We bow before you. We lay our ground and we worship you. Thank you, Lord. And this morning, we ask, oh Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 20th of April, 2025. I want you to appreciate the name of the Lord, for today is the day we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Today, we bring to remembrance that our God is alive. We remember all the time, but today we remember that he is alive, he is not dead. Our God is alive, he is risen, and is alive forevermore. Bless the name of the Lord. And I want you to speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every powers of darkness. I take authority over spiritual wickedness in high places. I declare that your plans are frustrated over my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord frustrates the tokens of the evil ones over my life this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am not trapped in the midst of darkness. For behold, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon me, and his glory shall be seen upon me. I declare this day, I show forth, I bring forth, I shine forth the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the wings of the Lord carry me this day far above every crafty mountains, far above evil craft of men. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. My heritage is blessed. My portion is blessing. My portion is delivered unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the blessings of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord releases blessing upon me, upon my storehouses. I declare that the Lord make a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord remove from me anything that threatens my existence. In the name of Jesus, I declare over you this day, all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I walk in the order of the blessings of the Lord. I walk in the order of the provision of the Lord. For the Lord will provide for all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. Oh, I declare that I walk in the order of the protection of the Lord. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Let me wish you happy Sunday and happy Easter. I want you to give glory to the name of the Lord for the remembrance of this season, because I am serving a living God. You are serving a living God. For death cannot hold him captive. For death cannot hold our Lord Jesus captive. For hell cannot hold our Lord Jesus captive. And even in the grave, he is the Lord, and nothing can change that. I want you to appreciate the name of the Lord. Today is Sunday. Today is our praise day. We thank the Lord. We worship him. I want you to give glory to the name of the Lord. The day before yesterday, we spoke about the love. The scripture says, what manner of love is this? That a man would lay down his own life for his friends. The Lord Jesus laid down his life for me and for you. Oh, not looking at who I am. I am not even worthy to call his name. I am not even worthy to look at him. I am nothing but a filthy rag before him. I am nothing. Oh, but still the Lord look at me and he calls me his own and he died for me. He died for me. He died for my sin. Oh, he redeemed me from the power of hell. He redeemed my soul from destruction. He saved me, saved my family, saved my generation. The Lord is worthy to be praised for his love and for his grace. His love, and you know what special thing? He loved us not because we first loved him, but before we think of him, he has thought of us. Before I think of him, he has thought of me. He has thought of me long time ago, and he loved me. Therefore, we love him because he first loved us. His love for us predates our knowledge of him. He is a good God. He is great and he is kind. He is a merciful God. He is our healer, our deliverer, our all in all. He is the God that sees us. Even in the multitude of people on planet Earth, he is the Lord that sees you. He knows the intent of your heart. He is the Lord that delivers you even from powers that you cannot speak of, even from situations that you cannot even divine how you enter into it. He is God and he will never change. Oh, the scripture says he keeps our bones so much that none of it is broken, and his word is established forevermore. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank him. Yesterday we looked at the scripture that if only in this world we have hope, then we are of all men most miserable. Our hope is beyond this place. Our joy is beyond situations that surround us. Our joy is beyond substance that we see and that we have. But our joy is in the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is the source of our strength. For the joy of the Lord is the source of the strength that keeps us going even in this present situation. For our hope is not in this world, because there is still a bigger place that the Lord has prepared for us. Give glory to his name. He's worthy to be praised. Thank him for your life. I want you to see the light of the love of God. Hearing is his light over you. See the light of his love over you. Thank him. The love that God has for you, that has for me, is so big. It's so big that we cannot compare with the love of any man. The Bible says, can a mother forget a suckling child? Even the mother can forget his own child. But my God, the Lord Jesus, who died for me, who redeemed my soul, who brought me out of the darkness and translated me into the wonderful light of his kingdom, he will never forget you. He will never forget me. He will never let you down. He's never weary. He will never leave you alone. He's Emmanuel. He's God with us. God for us. God in us. He's every form of God all over you. Bless his holy name. Thank him. Give honor to his name. Oh, my heart rejoice in the Lord. Let the song rise from within you and bless the name of the Lord. Give him glory from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. The name of the Lord shall be praised. Oh, is God and is God alone. Is God and is God alone. We bless you this morning. You are God. You are good. You are kind. You are merciful. For your mercy endures forever. For your mercy endures unto all generations. We give you glory. Bless the name of the Lord. My heart is filled with joy this morning and always. Bless his holy name, for his God. Thank him, because I know by his love and by his word, souls will be redeemed to his kingdom today. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, we bless you. I want us to read from the book of Psalm this morning. Psalm 66. We are going to read from verse 1 to verse 9. Then I'm going to stop, and I trust that the Spirit of the Lord breathe upon his word in your heart, and he will make you rejoice in him. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name, and make his praise glorious. See unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing of thy name. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing towards the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. he ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, ye people. Make the voice of his praise to be heard. Listen to verse 9, where we are going to stop. Which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. Bless the name of the Lord. It is the Lord that hold our soul in life, and he suffers not your feet to be moved. I want to leave you to the Holy Spirit, that he will touch you and you will rejoice in him. He will touch you and you will joy in the name of the Lord. You will rejoice and be glad. You will joy in the name of the Lord. For he, the Lord, will anoint your feet. He will pour his anointing upon you. He will make you to walk upon your high places. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. O my soul, worship the Lord. The Lord bless you today and forever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. He is alive. He is risen.